Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, almost 22. He's in his 22nd year with us, folks. We got him right out of high school. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Folks, Wayne is... he is the galactic guru of government, of U.S. government regulation understanding. He's the guy who knows more about government regulations and the dark matter, the troubling stuff that happens. Really, dark matter is deep state, is the currency of deep state, mm-hmm. isn't it? Isn't it? Could I say that? Has anybody ever said that before? Just talking to you today made me realize that the currency of the deep state is dark matter. Is the dark matter stuff?
You got it. That's a good way to put it. And just before the break, you said that the Obama administration began issuing these kinds of decrees, kind of behind the scenes. Actually, Jim, that is what made me first start looking at this in the beginning. We've always known that the regulatory agencies operate on their own. They're kind of untethered. We know that Congress delegated power to them and delegated too much power to them. And occasionally, members of Congress will even admit that. They'll say, we've given them too much power. We've got to retake our Article I lawmaking authority right. under the Constitution and things like that. Well, during the Obama administration, there was this whole notion of executive overreach that a lot talked about. And he had made changes in immigration rules without going through Congress. His Department of Education and Department of Justice issued decrees to colleges on sexual harassment.
The Department of Labor threatened the entire franchise industry. The franchise industry is its own economy. It is. You've heard of a lake in at the bottom of an ocean. It's like a huge, beautiful lake in the bottom of this ocean of our economy, and one stupid memo or blog, I forgot, mm-hmm. it was out of the Department of Labor, almost derailed that entire industry. What do you think, Wayne? Am I overstating that?
It was amazing, Jim. The Department of Labor, they did on franchising. They issued a franchising decree that came out as an administrator interpretation.
Yep.
It was just a few lines.
Yep.
They did the same thing on independent contracting, but you had this across the federal government. You had the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Administration issuing decrees saying right. that your smartphone had to have a safe driver mode without right. going through Congress.
But Wayne, let me stay on the franchise thing a minute, folks. You could say, well, uh-huh. we stopped that, right? We were able to stop that because we don't have to worry about that. Well, tell that to the California. Giggers, the people who are in the gig economy in California. California took that and ran with it and created their own law in that state, Wayne. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so you have the employees.
And California
there,
is, a, believe
there,
it or not, as dysfunctional
there.
As they are, California is still a bellwether state.
Yes, and that tells you that's a warning for other states who are going to start adopting the same kind of laws as California.
New York is next on the
franchising and gig economy rules. Potentially, it's going to be you're going to see it in Seattle where
New York.
For some reason, the tech regulation it gets big in the places where tech policy is.
Yeah.
Presumably, these companies are. You would wish that they didn't want the regulation.
Well, they thrive on the giggers. They thrive on the giggers, and yet they're doing things to hurt them. But folks, this is an example of how you think you watch Congress and you watch the administration, and you know where the power is being deployed. But the truth is, it's insidiously being distributed across our economy in sleepy ways. through this dark matter, and those they add up to the numbers that Wayne has been teaching us now for 22 years of the impression on the economy and on us as business owners from this dark matter. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, let me mention to you something, so a little bit of good news since you brought up the.
Do we lose Wayne? We may have lost him. He was having a little bit of a connection issue there, folks. I'll remind you, the dark matter that Wayne has written about, and he's pointed out to us over the years that the dark matter is the regulatory expense to you and me as a group, as an aggregate, in the economy, is a larger expense to us than the taxes that we pay. It's bigger than the taxes. And the dark matter is the regulations that you and I don't. When a law is passed and the president signs it, then that law is given to the agencies that it's there for. And when it's given to them, then they promulgate it. That's what they call promulgating. They'll turn it into how it's to be deployed across the economy, across the marketplace. They'll give it to the agencies. Well, that's a natural path that we can track that. But when an agency can write a memo on their own, without Congress, without the president, and these are people who are political appointees who do this, or they could be a deep state person, they write these memos or these blog posts, and somehow it ripples across the government. And then they start applying it to you and me, even though Congress never passed it and the president never signed it. These are the things we're talking about. And this is why this portal, this Executive Order 13891, this portal will make those things visible. We'll be able to find them. And people like Wayne Cruz can go after them and call those people out on what they're trying to do to you and me. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.